into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out. The pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real. What is work that is real? Paid or unpaid, joyful and arduous, praised and unsung. In this country, what do you do usually or sometimes follows the question of hello, how are you? What's your name? And what it really means is, what is your occupation or what do you do for work usually? For many of us here in our United States context, we may have grown accustomed to this way of dialogue that it seems pretty easy to overlook what this question really says and what it might mean to someone who is not of the same culture as us. However, in some places, this might be seen as rude or invasive. Defenders of this kind of cultural item would say that it's really just the American tendency to want to find out what's common between us so that we can have a conversation about what's in that shared place. If I have a sibling in the same industry as you, or we both go to work in the same neighborhood, it's intended as a rapport builder. I know I've asked people this a lot just by matter of habit. And I still think it can go wrong easily. Someone could easily feel that they're not worth my time if they have not been involved in paid work. No matter how the question lands for you, perhaps you have had a time in your life at one point or another, or even now, when you meet a new person and this question has stung or made you feel uneasy. Not because it felt like a strange question, but maybe because of your feelings about your answer. A time when you were unemployed but looking for work. A time when you were in a job you desperately wanted to leave. A time when the challenges of stay-at-home parenting are heavy. An adult conversation about adult things is really all you wanted. The time when you were contemplating applying for disability but too fatigued to get all the paperwork together. The time when you had just retired and struggling to find out what comes next. The time when you have a job you love immensely, but other people don't always understand or don't get it, why you love it. Our UU principles offer us that the sum of our labors is essentially indifferent to the outcome or wage or our worth. Each effort takes energy, and so much of that effort is hidden from view. When the person asked the question about your work, maybe you lied. Maybe you dodged it. Maybe you smiled a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Maybe you told the truth. In any case, the fact remains that human dignity is not defined by what you do or if your work is paid or unpaid, glamorous or mundane, or if your work is composed of what you love or what you hate, among all the things that claim your attention. Reverend Barbara Child recounts the story of the three stone masons. Someone asked them what they are doing. The first one scowls and said, "I am laboring to break up this unbreakable rock." The second smiles and says, "I am earning a living for my family." The third stands up and puffs out his chest and says, "I am building a great cathedral for the glory of God." Reverend Child says, "We have better beware of hastily condemning some work as demeaning and lifting up other work as honorable." Here in this congregation, we want all of you. It's not that we don't care how you spend your days. We want to know you. It's what is in your heart and how we live, not just what types of activities fill it up, that matters most. When we bless the backpacks of our children and youth and members of our congregations. We're not setting out our prayers to be concerned with what marks they receive, or even if they're always well-behaved or well-liked. Our spiritual community blesses its children and youth so that they may know that they are part of our life as a faith community and that they matter. Our third principle, to accept one another and encourage one another's spiritual growth. This includes our children and youth. And so we recognize them in worship today, but remind them that this faith community is here when they need a community to bless them, support them again and again, not just on September 1st. Remember what we sang? For sorrow we must bear, for failures, pain, and loss, for each new thing we learn. For all that is our life, for all work is real. For all life is a gift which we are called to use. We come with praise and thanks. I feel very strongly about the lyrics in these, the sentiments in the lyrics for this hymn. And I also know it's not always true that we come with praise and thanks. So often human labor is obscured and goes unpraised, unsung, unobserved. The many hands and feet of people whose labor has produced our phones, our clothing, our electronics, or brought us our meals. Labor Day is a holiday that emerged from a moment of crisis when Americans were working far too many hours in unsafe conditions and with few rights. The early days of the labor movement in the United States included the Pullman rail strike of over 125,000 workers protesting wage cuts and working conditions. Reasons for President Grover Cleveland to push for a federal Labor Day is a matter of some disagreement. While Labor Day is one that officially celebrates and honors the worker, its timing demonstrates how it's used to appease the growing labor movement and also suppress dissent over labor practices. It also distracted from May Day, another day celebrating work, commemorating protests and events and losses in worker organizing. Many other countries recognize it, but the United States still does not. And today, many workers don't have access to Labor Day, especially with the needed workforce to support Labor Day sales, outdone only by the day after Thanksgiving. Even on Labor Day, so much work that is real is hidden from our initial view. Workers who provide domestic labor, home attendants, nannies, and house cleaners still labor in an unregulated context. Yet it's their work that enables so many of us to do our own jobs. And for some of us, it is our job. As people live longer, we have the opportunity to embrace an intergenerational future in America, where all of us are cared for at every stage of our lives. And this includes those who care for us, our loved ones who care for our needs, whether as a parent or caregiver. This is unsung work as well. I think that Labor Day can still be a time to recognize the efforts of workers everywhere, of all the ways that we labor. Even if the rationale for the creation is a bit of a disappointment to me, we can use this day to say to ask ourselves, who made this possible? From the moment we turn on our shower or wash our hands to the meals we eat, along to the people who drive children to school and all those who are involved in making our community safe, including our own labor to do so. We don't have to indulge in the sales. And if we do, we can think of what we are able to return in gratitude and support for the workers who are working on Labor Day in essential services or at the mall. Even it's being willing to notice and acknowledge the tasks. To practice our witness, we have to slow down. This is part of what we do as a spiritual community. We reflect upon our own labor, observe the labor around us. We pitch in where we can. Today is the start of something for us as well. The school year started just now, but in some ways a new church year is starting as we join up with the Soul Matters themes. We're humming along towards shorter days, longer nights, but with enough work to go around that is keeping this community humming. As I get to know you, I'm learning the different ways our members do the work to keep this congregation humming. The work you do that doesn't earn a cent. From conversations with some of you, I've learned the ways that your efforts feed your soul and the ways that you wish you could do more and the ways you wish you might be doing less. I've heard the wish to expand our pool of those who get stuff done. I know there are things that seem to happen to me as a newcomer, like magic, that's the work of some magicians who are right before and behind me. What is most clear to me, though, is that there's great meaning in the work of this congregation for the lives of our people. My hope is that we receive and we give, which is itself a labor and a gift. Reverend Manish Mishra Marzetti writes that if grounded in these intentions, it's never possible to fail. The world needs every bit of good that each of us has to offer. Trust that gifts offered in love will be received in the spirit of love. Trust that what we are contributing is far greater than any one of us. Trust that even when we fall short, the good that we are able to do matters greatly. If you've considered for a long time or just this past week offering your efforts to this community, know that your gifts will be received in the spirit of love. If you want to explore a possibility or an idea for involvement, know that your minister wants to hear it and talk about it. If you are 14 years old or 90, if this is your second time here or you've been going here for years, a night owl or a morning person, an agnostic or a theist, a book person or a TV lover, I am all ears. If you're thinking about becoming a member, even just exploring what membership means, know that the membership team and myself want to chat with you. For needs which others serve, for services we give. Before I close, I want to talk to you who are doing the hard work, the labor on yourselves, the work that needs to be done to know ourselves amid life's transitions, to make our relationships healthy, grief work, the work to free ourselves from depression, phobias, addictions. I see you and I want to accompany you. I believe that as Wendell Berry says, it may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have begun a real journey. I hope you will know that we want to be with you here in this community, that all the work of this congregation, both the work on ourselves and the work to keep this congregation going, matter. And it is work that is real. Thank you.